brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you amidst the rains coming down on the streets of Sri Lanka. I'm happy that I get to touch base with you guys a little bit more through these drive times, because it would be I probably would be posting a lot less if I had to do under perfect conditions, but you guys don't seem to mind the rattling noises of a nice 21-year-old truck, which still runs quite well, mind you. You don't seem to mind all the little extra things that come along with something like this, because I think it's just because you like truth, and I think it's just because you like the fact that we're seeking it, we're looking for it, and we find it together as the Spirit of God makes it known to us. So amidst that, amidst the search for truth, which we found in Christ Jesus, but yet which continues to be revealed more and more on a daily basis as we continue to in Him live and move and have our being. In Him we continue to grow as the knowledge of God expands in us, even as we are stretched by the experiences of life that often either break or just stretch us in ways that we would never choose in our flesh, we would never choose in ourselves. But God allows for them, because in that happening there is His purposes accomplished in us. Thank God that He does that. You know, I say this from experience. I say this from having gone through a lot of things that have been in the natural extremely, extremely hard. But in the spirit, thank God for them, because, you know, if you go through them God's way, you come to the other side, there is a blessing. There is a blessing for righteousness. There's a blessing for walking, righteousness being right standing with God. There's a blessing for doing what you do in right standing and in relationship and connection with the Spirit of God. Because when you go through these different things, He does something amazing with it. You know, okay. It's not about the natural. It's not about that which is on the surface level. Because that which is on the surface level, look, it passes. If somebody's stolen from you, you know, don't worry about it, because God is your source, and He can, and oftentimes does, restore, and even more so than what was gone. Look, resources is not a big deal. Not for God. He, even as He lifts one man up and takes another man down, He is also the one that restores, can give you a hundredfold increase on what you put in the ground. He did that 1 year for Isaac. You know, I mean, he showed just, look, He's got the ability to take care of you resource-wise. So if you're stressing about that, look, don't. But, you know, there's more than just that. There's more than just, you know, the pain that we feel from the betrayals that come our way, from those that are on the side of the world system that look for inroads, that look for their opportunities. You know, with the world, they're constantly looking for their chance to game you, their chance to come at you. It just happens. And, you know, with that, as we continue to walk with God, we get better. You know, we get wisdom with time, where you realize and you learn, okay, here's how to minimize their access to me. Here's how to keep them at a distance. Here's how to keep them at bay. You know, I mean, you know, even with Faith Mix, you know, we keep a degree of separation on purpose, you know, because we, one, you know, it's for our own safety, because, you know, there's a lot of people that will, look, the majority of the people in this world are not seeking God. So, and therefore, you know, they don't like the light, they don't want the light, and yet this message needs to get out. This message needs to be said. Truth must be spoken. The light must be shined. Amidst the darkness, we put it out there. Why? Because that's what we're called to do. That's what we're wired to do. That's what God has put in us to do. And as we follow Him, it burns inside of us until we say it. It needs to come out. It needs to be said. So we do that in faithfulness unto God, the way that He's wired us. We do that part, knowing full well that the message that we have, the message that we speak, is not accepted by the majority, is not accepted by the masses. That's fine. We didn't ask for you to accept the message in the masses. We just are doing what we were wired to do by God, which is to speak this thing, to say this thing, to put this out there, and to let it be what it is. And so, you know, in that process too, not that we seek to save our lives in this world, but also use a little bit of wisdom, because, you know, you can avoid a lot of unnecessary arrows in the back that really don't need to be there if you just take a couple precautions and you just do a couple things, keep a little bit of space, it's fine. Test those that seek to come into your lives. Test those that seek to be close to you. Don't be anxious. You know, a good friend, a good friend doesn't come quickly. A good friend comes over, you know, a long period. You know, the best friends I have in my life, they've been around for over a decade. You know, the people that have really, you know, the people that are the ones that I'm like, okay, these are true. These are people that I know and that I trust. They've been around for some time. And I've got some really good new ones. I do. But even with those, it's like, you know, with everybody, you have to test those relationships and ensure that these are people that are worth their salt, are worth having there. Because, you know, actually, I think back to, again, some of my older study days. I would say relationally, relationship theory, in relationship theory, that you can have basically, I think, about 7 close friends. This is not secular education, but you can have about 7 close friends, and then anything past that, it comes to a point of diminishing returns, because it takes a certain degree of time and energy. You've got to invest that into those people to be able to have that relationship with those people. So what they say is that you know, after the number 7, after that point, it's a point of diminishing returns, in that you can't effectively have an 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th, 15th friend without taking away from the strength of those other 7. Interesting point, you know, that, you know, when I was glancing through some of this old material, relational theory and all of that. But the point being that you can't be friends with everybody. You don't have the time. You don't have the energy. You don't have the resource. You can help a lot of people. You can't. But as far as like the people that are close to you, look, there's a limitation. I am a limited person in myself. guess I have learned some of the arts of work so that I can be efficient, get a lot done. All of that's there, but I still have a limitation in my natural being. There's only so much that I can do in this very heavy natural state. You know, the next paradigm, the one for us after this, for the followers of Christ, is incredible what we can do once we're released from these natural bodies. But in due time, that'll be there. But at the same time, the only way that you can participate in what's taking place in this paradigm is to be in the body that you're in, because that is your earth suit to be able to participate here. So you live in fallen flesh. You live in flesh that needs to be brought under subjection. That's what scriptures tell us, that you got to bring your flesh under subjection, because the flesh does not get born again. Yep, I know. You know, sometimes I have people that write in, and you young guys, young brothers, love God, but they're struggling with that. And look, brother, hey, first of all, there is no temptation that you're facing that is not common unto man. And then also, too, you know that God equips and strengthens His people. As you press on with Him, He'll help you get to and through all of these things that come at you. So, but yeah, you know, you bring that flesh under subjection. I advocate physical activity, strenuous physical exercise. Oh yes, you know, I mean, your body in general is incredible energy and power inside of your physical being. So put that to practical, constructive use. You know, put that into start a fitness routine, my friend. Put something into that, you know, rather than sitting around being idle, watching a lot of TV, playing video games, all that stuff. You know, don't waste your time there. You know, time too is as I get a little bit older, I realize more and more the value of time. And the value of, I mean, it's more valuable than money. It's more valuable than, you know, I dare say more valuable than some of the friends. I mean, as much as I love the relationships I have, you know, you don't get back time in this paradigm. In this paradigm, the time that you have here, once it's gone, it's gone. And you don't get that back. Appointed unto every man is a time to die, and then the judgment. So every second that you are alive is 1 second closer to leaving this life. Just at a funeral this morning for a very dear lady, 22 years of service, took care of orphans her whole life, and she was only 39. Really, really sad, really sad day. But, you know, also she knew Christ and she walked with Him. And so she is on to a much better thing, and she's thrilled. It's those that are left with the pain of separation here that experience this window of time of the sorrow of loss. So now, you know, but time is your most valuable asset. So redeem the time, because the days are evil. Redeem the time, because the time is short. Redeem the time. Use it well. You know, I know that there's a lot of people that are, because they're afraid or they don't know how to handle what they're looking at or what they're facing in the world this day, they're trying to just bury their heads in the sand. They're trying to just not even face the things that are coming around them. And so endless distractions, living online, living on Facebook, living, you know, through something else, just so they don't have to deal with the external reality. But you know, there's a secret, if you will. Oh yes, a trick. Those are two terrible words, but to try to describe what I'm trying to tell you. But there's a key. There we go. There's a key. There's a principle. Don't go without, and don't go to the externals to try to deal with the externals. So if you, for example, you're having a hard day, everything sucks around you, everything's falling apart. If you go to the TV, or you pick up a bottle of your beverage of choice, if you would, and you try to drown your sorrows in there, you're still going to the external to solve another external issue. And it doesn't do it. It just, if nothing else, it just pacifies things for a moment. But then as soon as you sober up, as soon as you come down off of your high, as soon as the show is over, you're back to where you were before. Rather, the key to overcoming that which is without is to go within. Oh yes, I had to be quickened by God on this one this last week, because it's been a rough week on several different things. All external stuff, all setups, all demonic attacks. Yes, and in the middle of those things, God had to show me and remind me again of something that I know, and yet sometimes I just got to be reminded of. When you face this stuff externally, you need to go within. And as you go within, you will get the victory. Because that's how you overcome. The kingdom is within. And you got to go within. So, part of that process is be real with God. You know, I mean, how many people lie to themselves and then lie to God? And they play this game, even in their approach to God. They do this whole, oh, thou that flung the stars in the sky, and thou that createst the heavens and rideth on the chariot. You know, shut up, man. Just open your heart. Let there be communication, man. Just talk. Be honest with what's going on with you and where you're at. You know, scriptures tell us, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kind, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance, character, character, hope, and hope does not disappoint. Sounds great when everything's going great. But then when you're in the middle of that thing and it sucks, look, be straight about it. Bring it before God. Like that. I mean, you got to. You have to take it before Him like that. Because if you don't tell Him where you're at, then you're just lying to yourself. And you're lying to Him. For me, you know, this last week, there's been times I'm like, God, what is going on? And, you know, not that you doubt Him. You trust Him. We do trust Him. We are a people that trust Him. That's why we're following Him. You know, but in that process too, you've got to be real about what's going on with you. Because it's got to be real. Because see, what happens is if you lie to yourself, and if you start playing this religious game, then what happens is now, because it's not working, well, it's not working because you're lying to yourself, and then you're lying to Him. And then now, because it's not working and you're attempting to, you know, sugarcoat this thing or not really say what's going on with you, then you start looking again where? Externally. You start looking then for somebody else. Look, someone else can, maybe somebody else can get a prayer through for me. Oh, that's when you get those prayer chains and those prayer letters going around. And if you could just get, you know, what's the magic number? What, 50, 60, 100, 200,000, 5,000? How many people you want on this prayer letter? Look, quality, not quantity. Quality. Look, One plus God is all that you need. You plus Him. You in Him. In Him you live and move and have your being. Oneness with the Spirit of God. There is no separation between us and the Father. You know, this thing, it's really cool to see how, just like right now, synchronicity, how the Spirit of God is speaking through a number of people that walk with Him along the same lines of the need to be in Him, not close to Him, not around Him, not knowing some things about Him, but to be in Him, to be one with Him, to be Him, to be a representative of Christ in the earth. John 17, Jesus' prayer, verse 20, 21, keep going down that line. Prayer that He prayed was, you know, Father, I pray that, you know, that they'd be one in us. I and you, you and me, they and us. Even as, Lord, just as Jesus was one with the Father, His prayer for us was that we would be one with Him and with the Father as well. There is no separation. Ultimately, there's no separation for Christ. Jesus is God. God is Jesus. Jesus is the Spirit of Truth. Jesus is the Word. So, for us, when we're baptized into Jesus, when we that's it. Now there's no separation. The life that you now live is hid in Him. So what does that mean? Hid in Him, that means it's Him. So the life that you now live is Jesus. Ah, this is now, we're starting to get into the mystery being revealed. The mystery being revealed is Him and you. It's you and Him. It's you become Him. He is you as you walk through this earth. So when people see you, they see Him. It's no longer Jill, Tony, Jack, John, Steve, Fred, whoever. It's Jesus. And, you know, that's the whole thing, too, about Christian. You know, when the early church, when they were called Christians, they were called Christians because they were being called little Christ. So when, and that, the place is Antioch, the first place that they got that title slapped on them. I don't think it was meant as a compliment either. But the point being that when people saw these guys, they saw Christ. So for them, it's not a label. It's not a label that you can wear. It is who you are. So this day and age, when people see you and they see Christ, you're a Christian. If they don't see Christ, then, you know, you're not. You can try to take the label unto yourself, but it's not who you are. And now, that said too, this is not something done by external approval or merit of people. It doesn't work like that. So I don't need someone to validate whether I am, my Christianese is good enough or not. I don't need that. I don't need somebody to tell me whether or not I meet standard or meet approval. You know, in fact, you know what I like to do? I know this is a little bad, but I occasionally like to just do a few things just to make sure that I have broken some of the legalese that people expect and that they try to put around me, just to make sure that I've screwed with that just enough that I am now, now I am thrown out by them. Because I would much rather, for those that can't see and can't tell the difference and don't recognize the Spirit of Truth that lives and works inside of me, I would much rather that they depart and that we part company early so that I don't waste my time and they don't waste mine. Now, also, you got to be forewarned. If you mess around here, you try to have a game here, look, the stakes are very high right now, and God's not playing. And so if you mess around here with those that are following him for real, with those that are walking with him for real, you do realize that God has commanded his angels concerning us, and they will cut you to pieces in so many different ways. And if for the worlders, look, if you value, if the world and your pathetic life in the world is what it is that you value and what it is that you prize and you esteem, well, one of the quickest ways for that thing to be undone and destroyed is to try to mess with one of the children, the one of the true children of God, I should say. The fake ones, you can do whatever you want to with them. There's very little recourse there. They're part of the world system anyways. But the real ones, the real children of God, you mess around with them, and God fights for them. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Yeah, absolutely. And he extracts a toll like you would not believe. So, you know, I occasionally have to put out that public service announcement because, look, I don't get any joy out of seeing people's lives destroyed. I don't want that. I really don't. I would love for all men and women to turn and follow the living God and so be saved. I would love for all people to choose life and truth. There is room. There is room in the kingdom for all. And it is available for all. And so my hope is that they turn. My hope is that they get right with him. But, you know, that said, every person makes a choice in this life of who they will be and the kind of person they'll be, the kind of soul and spirit they choose to cultivate. And you go on into eternity becoming the eternal manifestation of the choice that you make while you're here on earth. That's why even for us, you know, even on Faith Mix, when you check out the site, you notice always at the bottom there's that scripture that says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. It's a choice you make, and you follow him. So either you follow the Father, or you serve the world and the world system and your own self, your own flesh. And so by doing that, destroy yourself. Whereas for the children of light that follow him, there's something beautiful that happens with us. We get life, we get truth, we get peace, we get an abundant life, purpose in our existence here, satisfaction with that which we do, and we get to go on with the joy of being with the Father for all eternity. To be close to him, what a beautiful thing, to be one in him, what an amazing thing. That's the reality of the fulfillment of the miracle of the cross, is for you and I to be one in Christ, one with him. No separation whatsoever. When you go with him, that's when things change. And I know it gets tough sometimes because of the stuff that we end up facing. Because of the fact that the things that we face can catch us off guard, can slip through the defenses occasionally, hit us in a way that we weren't expecting. And the goal of those things is to draw you without. The goal of those things is to get you wrapped up in an external, outside something, anything, to try to get you into some spot where you now have your focus on anything but Christ. If your heart can be turned to the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world, the frustrations, the difficulties, if you can be turned to anything else, that'll keep coming at you. And that's why, too, you know, the devil is not, he's not all-knowing. That's why he works so hard to monitor people, because he doesn't know. Now, he's very good at, he's a good bat devil. He's very good at, you know, taking a lot of the information that he has and that he gets and using that to make a pretty good calculation on what you'll do and how you'll do it. But see, even with something like that, if you walk in the Spirit, you will avoid that trap. Whereas if you don't walk in the Spirit, you'll fall for it, because he's going to outthink you every time. He's going to outplay you every time in anything less than a life led by the Spirit of God. So when a life is led by the Spirit of God, what ends up happening is that that life is now, God will tell you left, right, straight, up, down, sell this, buy that, do this, don't talk to this person, talk to that person, stop, listen, hey, let's chat for a while, you need a break, you need to be refilled, sleep, you know, whatever, but God will speak to you and show you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, all of that. And you will confound the enemy, because when then you can't be predicted, then you can't be controlled, then you can't be mastered, then you are now outside of their system. They can't own you. As long as you are, if your thoughts are not being led by the Spirit of God, if your thoughts are not the thoughts that the Spirit of God is giving you that are flowing from Him, if they're not coming from that place, then what ends up happening is guaranteed you're going to fail. Because there's a way that seems right. Now, let's go back to the word. Proverbs 14, Proverbs 16. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Basically, any way that seems right to you that's apart from the Spirit of God will kill you. And the devil who comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy will use that which seems right to you to kill you and to destroy you. The only way to get through this life is for the Spirit of God to lead you. And the only way for Him to lead you is for you to hear His voice. That still small voice that comes from the Spirit of God. And it comes from going within. Not without. It doesn't come without. It is not that big bang that all the worlders... The worlders just keep trying to get louder and louder. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that some of you guys have never seen South Asian politics. It's ironic and amazing that you give these guys a microphone or even a DJ in this part of the world. You give these guys a microphone and they scream into the microphone. I mean, there's no reason to need the microphone if you're just going to be screaming. But they scream into the microphone. So they'll be talking normal. As soon as you give them a microphone, then they're... And it's just, I mean, the distortion, and it's just like overload. But, you know, but the world just keeps getting louder. Louder, 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 louder. Get your attention, get your thinking, get your mind, get your thoughts. Wrap them up in this. Here's your pyrotechnics. Here's your special lights. Louder, 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 bigger, bigger, bigger. But in the end... God, the way that God has spoken throughout time, and the way that He speaks to His people, even in this day, it remains the same, it remains constant. He speaks in a still small voice, within and without. And as you become one with Him, it's just there. You know the voice of the Spirit of God. And what the enemy will seek to do is to bring separation. To bring separation and to then give you an alternative. Here's another voice. Here's something else. And listen to this. You know, I was doing a little reading. Yeah, this was cool too. You know, with the demonic. With the demonic spirits. They don't try to speak into your mind. What they do is they look at what your affections are and they latch onto that. So, you know, and from that then they work you know, the rest of it from there. So if your affections, and they, you know, they can see, they see the spiritual nature of what's going on, the spiritual matter of what's taking place. So if they see in a person that their affections are whatever, it doesn't matter what's on the surface. They know where that person is within. So you can have, you can take a person whose heart and affections are towards God, but, you know, he's rough around the edges and he's got all kinds of issues. But that person, they know that that guy's affections are on that level. Now, what they'll try to do with somebody like that is try to latch onto some gap, some hole in that person's flesh and try to access the soul from there. So that's why, you know, too, the strongest position you can be in is to be in spiritual alignment, where your spirit, your soul, and your flesh are all in alignment with the Spirit of God, lined up with Him. Then it sort of unlocks everything. And so you can bring your body into that place. You can bring your mind into that place, and your spirit can be walking in life and in truth. And in that spot, you can then, that's a place for oneness with the Spirit of God, and the sweet spot, which we like to call it, in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. But the demonic will seek to throw you off of that. And so another way too that they do that is they look for your affections, and they look to twist good affections into bad ones. So, you know, you'll have a love for God, and what will they do? They will toss religion out there with a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Oh, yes. So you have a love and a heart for God. You really want God. And you're a nice 18-year-old. You love Him. You want to walk with Him. And then what do? They toss out something that looks good, sounds good, charismatic, has a sheen, has some sort of power, even in the natural. And then they take that thing and present it to you. And so subtle, and yet, if you keep going that way, if you don't listen to the voice of God that says, come out from among you, from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. If you don't hear that voice, and you don't listen and you don't obey, you will fall for the deception. And what was a good affection of your heart is now twisted into something that is evil. So many affections. So many things. And so the devil will work on that. You know, I mean, it's so blatant and it's so obvious for anybody that has eyes to see. You know, if I ever switch on the radio here or a few other things like that, it just becomes obvious that you know where these guys are coming from. It's not a mystery. They pretty much put it in your face. And, you know, that's why I think music is so powerful, too. Because, you know, say one of these audios. Okay, there's... people listen to an audio, you know, once, twice. Somebody writes that they listen, you know, three... but you're not going to listen to it 50 times. You know, but with music, people have this ability to, I mean, if they like a song, they will listen to it a ton. They will listen to it dozens and dozens of times. You know, and then they'll dust it off the shelf years later and do it again. So that ability with something like music to reinforce a message. And so, I mean, the devil loves music to be out there. And that's why, too, for those of you that are artists and that are Christ-centered, one with Him musicians. Please use those talents that God has given you. Don't try to seek a merger with the world, but rather learn your skills and develop those and let the Spirit of God move through that. Because I do believe that in all things, that which the true children of God do is always better than that which the world can do. Because for us, we have light, we have truth, and we do some amazing, fantastic stuff. And we, frankly, we're really, really good at what we do. So, hey, just encouraging you guys, be what God made you to be. Love on Him. Go within. Don't worry, you know, with the different things that you face, with the different things that are coming at you. Don't stress about it. Just stop, rest, allow the Spirit of God to speak to you in those things that you're facing. Don't look at it from the natural, but look at it from the Spirit. And God will always show you the way to go through. So, hey, love you guys. God bless you. And I'll catch up with you again sometime soon. All right, talk to you later. Bye.